بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We begin a new chapter of the book عمدة الأحكام, which deals with the prayer in congregation and the rules related to the imamah, leading the prayer in congregation. And hadith number 57 is our first hadith. Who will do us the honor of reading it? Yes, brother.
Narrated Abdullah ibn Umar, the messenger of Allah said, the salat prayer in congregation is 27 times superior in degrees to the salat offered by person alone. Bukhari.
Okay. This hadith is highlighting the difference between praying alone and praying in congregation. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us that it is more superior 27 times than to pray alone. Your prayer in congregation is more superior. This led a lot of the scholars to differ whether praying in congregation is mandatory or not, because they said that the Prophet is sallallahu alaihi wasallam comparing one to the other, which means that both are acceptable. And if you look in the Quran and in the Sunnah, you would find that this is not correct, because Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in different locations of the Quran that Allah is better than what they worship. So Allah Azza wa Jal is superior to what they worship. Does this mean that what they worship is also okay? Definitely not. When Allah tells us that when you hear the adhan of Jum'ah, then abandon trade, because attending the prayer is better than this trade. However, is the trade, if someone chooses it over the prayer, permissible? No. Not only that, even the transaction that takes place after the adhan of Jum'ah is void, is not correct. So if the adhan is being called, the actual adhan which follows the imam when he comes and says assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and the adhan is being called, if someone is buying and selling, this transaction is void, it's not correct. And after the prayer, they have to renew it again, because they've done something that is haram and something that is not acceptable in Islam. Therefore, what is the ruling on praying in congregation? The most authentic opinion is that it is mandatory. And we will come to get to that inshallah in coming ahadith. However, it is extremely important for us to know that if a person does not pray in jama'ah, he's not a kafir. Although some scholars said that it is a condition for your prayer to be accepted, that it is prayed with the jama'ah. We move on to the following hadith, hadith number 58, and also hadith number 59. We will like to read them all together, though they are quite long. Muhammad Aman.
Narrated Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the reward of the salah offered by a person in congregation is multiplied 25 times as much as that of the salah offered in one's house or in the market. And this is because if he performs ablution and does it perfectly and then proceeds to the masjid with the sole intention of offering salah, then for every step he takes towards the masjid, he is given 1 degree in reward and 1 sin is taken off, crossed out from his account of deeds. When he offers his salah, the angels keep on asking Allah's blessings and Allah's forgiveness for him as long as he is staying at his musalla, place of the prayer. They say, O Allah, bestow your blessings upon him, be merciful and kind to him, and one is regarded as being in salah as long as one is waiting for the salah.
We will pause shortly now and look at this hadith. This hadith differs than the one we've just recited before. Why? This says it is 25 times better. The other one says 27 times better, and both are authentic hadiths. So the increase from 25 to 27 does not mean that the 25 is wrong, nor the 27 is wrong. Both are correct. Now, the Prophet ﷺ is telling us that praying alone or praying as an individual in your souk, in your market, in your place of trading, is less than praying in the masjid. And he tells us why, because if you recognize the reward, you would rarely skip a salah. If you perfect your wudu, your ablution, and you walk to the masjid only to pray in the masjid, the Prophet tells us that with every step, Allah will give you a reward and will erase a bad deed. So if I'm living 200 steps away from the masjid, imagine every prayer, this is taking place and happening. And that is why the Prophet ﷺ gave us an example of prayer as if someone has a running river in front of his house, cleaning his body 5 times a day. Would that leave any dirt on his body? They said, no. So the Prophet said, likewise, your prayer. It will erase your bad deeds if you maintain to pray it on time and where the Prophet ﷺ tells you to do it. And not only that, the Prophet tells us that if you remain in your musalla, in the place of prayer, the angels keep on asking Allah to forgive you and to have mercy on you. As long as you are in your place doing that and you do not nullify your wudu. Not only that, Allah Azza wa Jal grants us the reward of prayer while you're not praying. So for example, you pray Maghrib and you sit in the masjid, reading the Quran, making dhikr, studying. If you have exams, you have your books, you study. And Allah would calculate the time from Maghrib to Isha as being prayer for you as well, though you're not praying. So it's a great reward that a lot of the Muslims are neglecting, are ignorant about, or they do not care a lot about it. So it's a great favor and a great blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. The following hadith of Abu Huraira. Yes, please.
Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, the most burdensome prayers for the hypocrites are the night prayer, the Isha, and the morning prayer, the Fajr. If they were to know the blessings they have in store, they would have come to them even through crawling. And I consider ordering the prayer to be commenced and command someone to lead the people in prayer. And then I would go along with some men having with them a bundle of firewood to the people who have not attended the prayer in congregation. Then I would burn their houses with fire. Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih al-Muslim.
This hadith is an authentic hadith by far. And not only that, it gives us a warning, a dire warning to the believers. The Prophet tells us, alayhi salatu wasalam, that among the signs of hypocrisy, among the characteristics of hypocrites, is that they find Fajr prayer and Isha prayer burdensome. What is the meaning of burdensome? They find it heavy upon themselves. Do they pray or don't they pray? They pray. They go to the masjid, but they go, as mentioned in the Quran, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. Allah is describing the hypocrites. And if they go to pray, they go, but in the state of laziness. They're not up to it, but they go and pray. They attend the prayer with the Prophet ﷺ. And if you compare them and their actions to us, you will be shocked. Because they pray in the masjid. We don't. They pray with laziness. We don't pray at all. We may skip a salah or two every week. Some would say, Sheikh, every week. We skip a salah or two every day. We don't pray in the congregation except once or twice. Why? Oh, Shaykh, the masjid is far. This, I have that, I have work, I have... Subhanallah. All these excuses would not help you on the Day of Judgment. Prayer is a must. And the Prophet is indicating this to us in this hadith. The characteristic of the hypocrites that they find it burdensome to pray Fajr and Isha prayer. Had they known that there is some reward for them, materialistic reward, if there is a bonus, if there is an increase in salary, if there is a free gift, they would have come crawling on their hands and knees. This is what the hypocrites are like. And then the Prophet tells us, alayhi salatu wasalam, about something that crossed his mind. He tells us that I was about to instruct someone to give the iqama and call for prayer, and then appoint someone to lead the prayer, and then go with a group of men who have wood fire with them to the houses of people who did not attend jama'ah, who did not attend the congregation. To do what? The Prophet says, alayhi salatu wasalam, to burn their houses to the ground with them inside it. Why didn't he do so? The Prophet said in an authentic hadith, and had it not been for the children and the women, I would have done so. If I knew that it was only men, I would have burned their houses on their heads. But because the houses have women, because the houses have children, and this is the reason I did not do so. We have a short break. Stay tuned, and inshallah, we'll be right back.